Nath, there's many people we have on this show, many great Tasmanians, but there's just one that stands out above the rest for me because this bloke can give it as good as he takes it.
What? What the hell?
What does that even mean? Please welcome friend of the show, Greg from Botterong Wildlife Sanctuary.
Greggy, welcome.
Morning, gentlemen. Morning.
Sorry about whatever that was, Greg.
No, it's all right. Look, I fell asleep halfway, so.
And there it is. And that's Kayson. Oh, we love you, Greggy. Mate, how are things going out at Botterong at the moment?
Oh, mate, not too bad. Look, still just ticking over, obviously. Pretty chilly out here. Oh, I can tell you these cold mornings, but it's been okay. We're getting along, but I've got to say the spike in animal numbers that we've had over the last month, which is pretty abnormal for this time of year, has really kept us on our toes. Just heaps of rescues, and not quite sure why. I think cooler weather, animals are coming in and looking for a bit of fodder in people's yard and getting hit by cars and attacked by dogs. And yeah, it's just been a really tough little run for rescuers.
Is it a seasonal thing, Greg? Does it normally kind of pick up in the colder months?
Yeah, you normally see certain species that you get a few more, but not like this where it's just really quite constant, to be honest. We had a few quiet days, but yeah, I mean, normally it's obviously summertime, you know, when we're out and about more. So when we're out and about more, we tend to find animals by accident and hurt them. It's just, you know, summertime and school holidays and those sorts of things do play a part. But, you know, I just think it's a really important message that there's no time of year now that we need to be safer than others and more aware than others. We just need to be aware all the time and start trying to prevent these animals needing help in the first place as best we can.
Greggy, something we were chatting to you last time, which I think is really important, because again, the other day, oh man, you know when you talk about something and then you see a lot more of it? Because I've just been seeing so many just cats on the loose lately. And
yeah.
I don't know if you know, Nathan and I have been doing this tourism Taz thing experience in the off-season, and you know, we drive around our beautiful state and we just keep seeing these like random cats out and about. Like, and that really, they do go after our native, you know, fauna. What is that message to people to be like, you got to look after your pets?
Oh, look, it's massive. We yell it, we scream it. You get all sorts of people yelling and screaming and you'll be amazed. It's probably the most passionately defended thing that we sing about. We get these emails from people saying, you know, like, how dare, you know, when we say, look, got to keep cats contained, got to keep them in enclosures or indoors. And, you know, people just passionately is probably not the right word. I'm not going to use the French that's normally thrown at me, but passionately, people will say, you know, you can't take away a cat's right to a natural life. But I'm pretty sure when we've got them sitting on our lap in our lounge room watching telly, you know, stroking them, they're not really, you know, out in the wild doing their thing. And look, the example I always give, we don't want an animal to come into our home and kill our cat, so it's not fair to have cats out there killing wildlife. And of course, we're the ones who see the repercussions of that, and the wildlife carers out there, it's just got to change.
Well, that's the thing, Greg. Maybe you need to bring these people who are so passionate about arguing against you into the hospital just to see what these fun-loving cats are doing.
Oh, look, we'd love to. And that's what we say. Look, if everyone in Tasmania just spent even a day with us, seeing what happens in our hospital, I tell you, the things that they would change in their everyday lives. There's a lot of it's just about awareness. You know, some people aren't trying to hurt animals on purpose. We've just got to be aware of what does hurt them. And of course, you know, if you're willing to help us out, to help rescue them when we do have accidents. But that's what we want, is accidents, you know, not unthoughtfulness. Thoughtfulness? Unthoughtfulness. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We get you.
I'm starting to sound like Jimmy and Nate.
Speaking of like not knowing things and probably educating yourself a little bit better, there's something you guys are doing this weekend. It's a free online training session this Saturday. Can you tell us a bit about it, Greggy?
Yeah, look, absolutely. I think as we see this spike in numbers, and you know, we know a lot of people really love our wildlife and love animals. You know, we need more help to rescue them. Our current band of rescuers has done a phenomenal job wading through COVID, where we just couldn't run trainings at all or had to do very limited numbers, so we didn't have fresh rescuers coming in. So my absolute hat off to those guys for how hard they've worked. But we just need more people at this stage. Look, wildlife rescue is really simple. I think people picture, you know, putting on your car keys and carrying a net and running through the bush chasing things down. And look, we don't stop people wearing car keys. That's absolutely fine if you want to. But you really don't need to. A lot of the rescues we do, you're literally just walking up to an animal, picking it up and taking it where it needs to go. And, you know, it's not challenging. You don't need to be physically fit. You don't need any experience. And, of course, we're not looking after the animals. I think that's where people get confused. They think they have to take them home and they'll be stuck at home. Now, we're more like the ambulance. We pick it up, we drop it off, and our work is done. So what I encourage people to do, I mean, you can do it online for these next few. So you can sit in your lounge room. Training is completely free. No obligation to join our rescue squad. But what you'll see after that training is that you absolutely, everyone could be a part of it, and hopefully you want to sign up and just receive the alerts. And look, we don't cold call people and go, you know, hey, we need you to go and do this now. It's just like an app that you just get an alert when there's an injured animal in your area. If you want to help, you press yes. If you don't, you just ignore it. So very non-invasive and, you know, no huge time commitment. It's really up to you how much you want to do.
Absolutely. And that website, www.bonnerong.com.au. Greggy Irons, we love you, buddy.
Just quick question for you guys. Have you guys done the rescue training yet? I ask you this every time. You guys got around to it?
I am jumping online right now. This is why we try and get rid of Greg really quickly.
just watching cats, mainly, rather than helping wildlife. That's what I'm hearing. Gallivanting around the state under the guise of tourism promotion.
I'll sign up. Okay. This is
WWE.
So I like you, Griggy. You know, everything else we say on the show, we interview, you hold us accountable. So, man, you give as good as you get.
Accountability. Right. Yeah.
Accountability. For you, Greggy, we will sign up. We will do it.
Excellent. Look, we'll make an absolute spectacle of your first rescue. We'll do something nice and gentle, like a little patty melon, so you don't have to run.
But Nathan and I do want to. We want to dress up. We do love to dress up, so we need a pair of car keys or something.
Can we wear car keys or a kangaroo suit? We don't care.
No, I'll dress up as a patty melon to make the patty melon feel more at home.
I'll dress up
There's just some things you can't cope with a suit, I'm afraid.
I'll dress up as Greggy Irons, got a little vape in my mouth, holding a little Tassie devil.
Good on you, Greggy. We love you, buddy. Greggy.
Thanks, gentlemen. Cheers.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.